I worked at Marineland, buddy. Yeah, hustle, bustle, scootin', scootin', big delicious. Look at the fishes, here I go. What a corn dog. Yeah, I got me a job at Marineland. Because I couldn't stand myself after what I'd done. Of course, it helped that I got a $562,000 settlement. I got out of the legal profession. And I got a job at Marineland, where I wasn't worried about litigation. I was the announcer in the place. And we had this whale that we'd trained. And I'd get out and I'd say, "Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to Marineland. First, I'd like you to meet Betsy. And it looks like Betsy's off to school. Come on, Betsy, get up there and ring the bell." And Betsy'd come across and ring the bell, and everybody'd be like, "Is that good?" I'd say, "Betsy, you can't go to school unless you bring an apple to the teacher." And then one of the guys would throw the whale an apple, and it'd bounce it on its nose and say, "Here you go." And that's something. I mean, we had them whales doing every stupid trick in the book. "Watch out, you in the front row. It looks like you're going to get wet." Yeah, and away we'd splash. Well, frankly, I got sick and tired of Betsy the damn bell-ringing whale. I got sick and tired of the tourists every day in there, reeking of Bain de Soleil, their sunburned faces, their big fat tuckuses crammed into wrinkled shorts. I got sick of seeing them, their fish bellies hanging out of too short shirts, their gluteal clefts showing as they lean forward to watch the whale. I got sick of them. And I remember one time I'm leading a bunch of Boy Scouts through there. They must ask me a million questions. They're like, "Geez, Mr. Grispinelli, are those killer whales in there?" I said, "Yes, they're killer whales. As a matter of fact, if you look at the aquarium you see in front of you, every brand of predator in the deep is shown there except for one." And they're like, "Wow, look at this. A shark, there's a razorback, there's a barracuda. What's the predator that's missing?" I said, "The bearded clam." "You don't see the bearded clam in there, do you, son?" He said, "Well, wait a minute. They all started going through their marine textbooks." I said, "Hey, you ain't gonna find it listed in your damn marine textbook. I mean, this is classified information, boy. Bearded clam. Something a man has to find on his own." The kid was like, "Well, could it survive in there?" I said, Yeah, it could survive in there. You can walk around pretty as you please in there. Feel right at home with the ambel." He said, "Well, what does it eat?" I said, "Don't eat any damn thing. Money, maybe, but doesn't eat food on a regular diet. But it can eat out your soul if you let it. Doesn't eat anything tangible, but it can eat out your spirit if you let it." They're looking at me as I spray them with geysers of sputum from my insane rhetoric. One kid said, "Well, sir, where's this natural habitat?" I said, "Surrounded by finery, normally. Lace, silk, perfume, lint." "But," I said, "no buts about it. It's the deadliest creature ever known to man, the bearded clam. Nocturnal by nature. And yet, the most appealing commodity there is." I said, "How many of y'all have seen the Grand Canyon?" A bunch of hands went up. "Yeah, me. I said, "How many of you have been to Old Faithful?" A lot of kids went, "Oh, me. I said, "Well, let me tell you something. First time you see this, all that pales in comparison. I mean, you can have a chance to go to the Eiffel Tower, or someone says, I'm going to put you nose to nose with the bearded clam. You're going to take the clam. I can say, I'm going to put you on the top of the Empire State Building, or you can choose the bearded. You're going to take the clam. I'm going to say, you get to meet the President of the United States, or the Pope, or you get to meet the bearded clam. You'll meet the clam." They said, "Well, gee, Mr. Grispinelli, have you ever met the clam?" I said, "Yes! I've met the clam! I have seen the clam! I've tasted the clam. I know the clam. Believe me, laddie, I know how it thinks, how it acts, how it looks, upside down. I know it. I can tell you a good one from a bad one. tell you one that's turned on you. I know it. One kid asked a very good question, I thought. Mr. Grease Finale, who was it that discovered this elusive bearded clam? I said, well, near as I can figure, it was near as I can figure, it was Adam. You see, he was walking through the Garden of Eden one day, and Eve was doing back handsprings. And he come around a corner, same moment she came by, upside down, and boom, accidentally buried his face.